Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Milo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ronnie, Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on the Roast Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. How about that? And here I am with the gorgeous and talented Ben Mandelker, who also creates the cartoon The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Hi, Ben.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, baby. How you doing?
Oh man, I'm thrilled. I love Below Deck Med, so I'm on a Below Deck Med high.
Well, everybody, guess what kind of high I'm on? I'm on a high.
A high.
It's about to be July. High July. And we're going to go to such fun places. We have a 3-show streak coming up in July. So listen up. If you are in Cleveland, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that one sold out, sorry, or Baltimore, Maryland, get ready. We are coming to you July 25th, 26th, and 27th. Go get your tickets at watchwhatcraftins.com. Those are our big shows in July. Then after that, this is just going to be a quick list, okay? We're going to Charlotte, Nashville, Carborough, Richmond, Fort Lauderdale, Indianapolis, Chicago for 2 shows, New York for 2 shows, St. Louis, Philadelphia for 2 shows, and Seattle, Washington. And that is going to round out our 2019 for the most part. So go over to watchwhatcrappens.com to get your tickets. That's also where you'll find merch links. We've got 3 shirts that will just be up for the next week or two. There's a Team LVP shirt, a Dorinda, and a Montini Madison shirt over there. It's also where you'll find our bonus episodes. We've got a 2-parter Big Brother cast preview this week, and it's where you'll find the Google Hangouts, which we're going to do, and our Crappin' On Demand videos if you want 2 recaps a week on video. That's where you're going to find all of that stuff. So go over to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, and now on to Below Deck.
I just want to say real quickly also that we have a new Discord channel up, or our server, and it's super fun. Really encourage people to come join that. That's a Patreon exclusive. And if you come now, you get to see me work my way emotionally through the process of getting a new car. So, yeah, go do that.
Okay, so Below Deck Med.
Below Deck Med.
My friend, Dr. Jennifer Berman. Back on the boat. So we're back with the vagina tickler, Mr. Dr. Jennifer Berman, neuroscientist and vagina tickler.
Yeah, I really enjoyed how previously on Below Deck Med, we see Hannah go, "There cannot be one mistake." And just cuts to Mila. And you're like, "Oh, Mila with those cans of crab. No, many, many mistakes over and over again."
And Aisha's saying, "I was really curious about how poo comes out, so I stuck my finger up me boom."
She'll be receiving a Nobel Prize in science. And a Nobel Prize for investigative discovery of colon features Aisha, the geisha, well, fellatio.
With food all over her face. Oh my god, the show. we open with the we open with where we left off in a mess last week with Mila just making another terrible, just embarrassing meal. Just terrible. And that dry-faced old, that dry, I don't want to say old because, I mean, she's probably my age, but like that dry-faced lady who like chain smokes, Marge Simpson's sister. Let's just say Marge Simpson's sister.
She's non-smoking. She's like, that was disgusting. Let me get in that kitchen and cook something. Please!
Yeah, that lady, that like she's like a like an off-brand Meredith Baxter Burney. She is so lucky that Mila is a disaster, because if Mila weren't a disaster, I guarantee all the attention would be on to her, and what a piece of work that woman is.
I feel like she's every unwatered plant in New Jersey.
I feel like she not only reminds me of a fern, her name should be Fern, you know? Fern.
Yeah. So, Captain's like, all right, Hannah, today we failed in the food sense. What are we gonna do? And Hannah's like, how can we fix it tomorrow? She's like, give him a hearty breakfast. Listen, if someone can't cook, they can't cook. Throw her overboard, okay? Let's just make this Peter Pan days. Throw her overboard.
Yeah, I mean, if she can't cook, a hearty breakfast is not going to help. Then it's just going to be, instead of just getting served shit, you're going to get served hearty shit, which is probably worse. You know?
Yeah.
So Jack and Travis are hanging out in the galley, and they're talking to Mila and talking about how, you know, Anastasia was brought in to help Mila in the galley, etc. And Travis is like, you know, I feel pretty bad for her, but it's also her undoing. If she can't cook for all y'all, then she's got balls of fucking steel for being wanting to be able to do that.
Yeah. It's mental, really. Every time they show a close-up of Mila, I just see a MAGA hat. Isn't that weird? Because they're all wearing uniform hats. Like, everyone's wearing red shirts and red hats. So why is it only on her that it looks like a giant MAGA hat? Sorry.
I don't know.
Not to get political. Sorry, but that's all I can see every time they show her.
Well, I guess maybe that Russian element helps. So
make America goulash again.
That's all that Ronnie was saying. He wasn't being political. Can I tell you, I watched two episodes of Chernobyl last night before I went to sleep, and I had Chernobyl dreams, and it was really stressful. And then to like then segue into Mila, I mean, I'm just Russian atrocities. This is what my life has been for the past 24 hours. And honestly, I don't know what's worse, watching that guy with like a melted face on a hospital bed on Chernobyl, or Mila's food.
Similar.
Very similar, I mean, both radioactive.
I have to say, at least Mila's food isn't overrated. Chernobyl, I was like, okay, I get it.
But I, at the same
already, why does this need to be 8 hours?
Jesus, oh, I love Christ. It. I love
boring,
it.
Boring.
Listen.
Boring Russian people doing boring things. All right, make your mess, clean it up, and let's move on. I don't need an 8-hour miniseries about it, for Christ's sake.
That being said, I can totally imagine Emily Watson walking around like a little notepad questioning people about Mila's food.
Yeah.
So when you ate this, did you press the emergency stop button? But you still ate it? How is that possible? That's impossible.
I found the truth. I like that none of them have a Russian accent, too, because it's a BBC show.
Yeah, they're like Irish and Scottish. They're like, it's like every facet of the British Empire, except Russian, which is not part of the British Empire. But there's like the coal miner dude is like, oh, top of the morning to you, I'm a miner. It's hot in there. I'm going to be naked.
We need a fan man. I'm telling you that right now.
I need a fan man. I'm gonna mine naked just the way my granddaddy did.
Yeah, the cast of My Fair Lady, you know, pretends they got nuked.
It's like Downton Abbey, like solving radiation problems. Heavens, there's radiation.
Yeah, take that, snotty TV watchers. That show's boring. There,
I like it. I don't find it boring.
On the poster, just Ronnie says that was boring.
I don't find it boring.
That's stupid.
I don't find it boring. I find it to be fascinating because I'm
fascinated
by radioactivity.
Oh, really? You don't find it boring? Then it wouldn't take you so long to watch it if you found it fascinating.
Although one thing I will say, you know what I can't stand? That lady with a blonde perm who's like, hey, let me go touch some radioactive people. That won't be a problem, even though I have a baby. It's like, lady, what are you doing? Niet. I give you a big niet right now.
Yeah, that lady was a problem for
That's
me
like too. Mila's mom right there. I will have a radioactive baby who shall cook terrible food.
Yeah, she had Edie Falco's hair from the OJ thing.
No, Menendez Brothers.
Oh, the Menendez Brothers thing. Yeah, that's right.
And she goes in and she's like, the nurse is like, okay, you got 30 minutes. And she's there for like 6 days. And the nurse is like, wait, you've been here all this time? That's on you, nurse. That's yeah, on guys. You.
Yeah, totally. That show's annoying. It's like, hey, I'm going to go into a preschool and wonder why I got a cold. You know, it's like that kind of thing.
You know what's annoying? You know what's annoying? A chef who can't cook beef. Okay, a chef who cuts her fancy steaks to be half an inch. That's what's annoying.
Well, it
to
is
me.
That delusion. You know, it's that same delusion where if you just keep saying nothing's happening, everything's great, everything's going perfect, like somehow that'll save your job. No.
I mean, that is basically what Mila's doing.
People's skin is falling off. Okay.
Yeah. That's basically what Mila's doing. They're like, yeah, so they didn't really like it, but they ate it, right? It's like, oh, well, the radioactivity is only at 3.6, so, like, not a problem. Not a problem. Here, I put some graphite into your food. Enjoy.
Some graphite. So, let's see. Aisha is talking to Jack, because all the crew has to help with dinner and stuff, right? So Jack is helping put away plates, and she's like, Jake, that's obviously not how it goes, Jake. And he's like, what do you mean? How is it supposed to go in there? And she's like, well, when you put away plates, you're supposed to put them on top of other plates that are the same size.
I'm surprised Jack didn't say something like, oh, I love when she talks about plates, the real turn on. I love a plate talk. Because he seems to get turned on by everything. It's like, oh, yeah. When she puts me in my place, I really like that a lot. It's so hot.
Buffy
when she
ladies.
Walks up the staircase, yes.
Yeah. I saw her clean that fork off the table and I almost came myself.
Right, the way she closed those blinds. Oh, I love a lady who can close a blind.
So, yeah, she's like, here's the one of her most closest to. But I'm not going to be with the guy because I find that I'm better with that one.
I barely understood anything you said, which is an exactly perfect impersonation of Aisha. Congratulations. So meanwhile, Anastasia's downstairs and she's FaceTiming with her mom, and mom's like, hi, Anastasia. She's like, mom, guess what? I made a perfect dinner and all the bluebirds came out to see to help me do it. And it just was like amazing. And then Mila joins. She's like, hi, you want to say hi to my mom? You want to say hi to my mom? And then they all start talking Russian together.
Yeah, she's like, you have such a good daughter. Stupid, stupid bitch, Russian, bitch, you raised a little whore.
It's like, wait a second, I know a little Russian.
Yeah. I know that Russian wasn't being, well, she wasn't being nice in Russian. I can tell.
Anastasia calls her mother as much as Colin calls his mother. That's I know. All Anastasia does is call her mom.
No,
leave your mother alone, okay? She already raised you. Let her have a little time for herself, okay? You're an adult.
We have very supportive parents on this show. You know, in past seasons, it's all been about the exes. The phone call with the exes was like, why aren't you calling me? I thought you were going to call me. You didn't call me. And then it's like, ugh, and then hanging up. But this season, it's all about, oh, did you wear the apron? I love it when you wear an apron.
Mom, I made beef carpaccio. She's like, oh!
Italian staple. They must have loved that. So meanwhile, down in like the underworld, Joao is like lying in bed. He's like, well, guess what? Brooke texted me and she said, good luck. Heh. Mixed messages, eh? Are you kidding me?
Serious? Can you believe that she said good luck to me? What is that supposed to mean? I'm so upset with her.
Back in Zimbabwe, one would send an emoji only, but she actually says good luck. I don't know if I appreciate that. And Colin's
good luck means that you texted her first, you know? He's probably like, I'm so nervous. I have so much to do here on the boat. I just want to impress Captain Sandy. Wish you were here. Wish you didn't leave me. And she probably just texted back like GL.
Yeah. By the way, Joao, so are you telling us that it doesn't feel so good to have someone playing games with you during a romantic interlude? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah,
because last time I remember, last season, I watched you do it the entire season, okay? And another thing, I was going to reserve this for later in the recap, but I'll just say it now. I'm sick of this whole Joao thing. I don't buy it. This, like, love torn, like, oh, she cheated on me, and oh, I was really in love. You were the one who spent an entire season playing fucking mind games with her and Casey, going back and forth, playing them against each other, flirting with each one. And when one would, like, not give you attention, you go to the other one, play them against each other. And guess what? You guys get together, and you're surprised that there's a bad foundation on this relationship, especially when she goes and watches the entire season and sees what a fucker you are, and is like, you know what? Fuck this guy. I deserve better. And you're going to play the victim? It does not work that way for me, Joao. It does not.
Yeah, you are not the victim, sir. Okay, so let's just drop this. This is the typical every guy on Bravo this year, and the chick from Southern Charm New Orleans, Tamika, are on this like, oh, we've totally changed. You have not changed. Once you're a horrible person, you're always a horrible person. You can learn to act a little bit better at dinner, but for the most part, you're still going to fuck people over. You've just learned to get away with it better.
I actually think horrible people can change, but this to me is not evidence of changing. This to me is like, he's trying to play the game on us that he was playing on the girls last season, okay? And I'm on to it.
Well, guess who's helping him? Miss Captain Sandy. She's like, look at how much he's changed. Shut up. Get back on your banana. I'm not buying this from either one of you. I feel like you're trying to ruin this entire show, and I'm not falling for it, okay? I don't know what you have in mind.
Sandy, someone give Sandy some toast, because she's out of her mind right now. So now it's the next morning, and Mila is super motivated. She's like, okay, I've made 7 out of 7 terrible meals, but now I'm really going to impress Captain Sandy and show her that I don't need any help in the galley.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
So Aisha goes to take breakfast orders, and she's like, we have a buffet coming. Would anyone like? And the guy goes, anything special you mean? All right, here's what I want. I want 2 eggs over easy. Then I want 2 other eggs scrambled. Then I want pancakes. Then that lady wants some 2 eggs. Done a completely different way, because we're going to really trick you by saying eggs in lots of different ways. Go on, honey!
So, Aisha brings out a plate of bacon and sausage, and the guests are like, is that cooked? I don't want it. It looks weird. I was like, okay, Mila is like a piece of shit, but they were fine. The sausages and bacon were fine. Like, give Mila the one piece of credit.
Yeah. They're supposed to be cooked. Are you mad that they're cooked or that they're not cooked? Because they're obviously cooked, you dodo.
Yeah, I was like, listen, let Mila have one stupid win. Let her have a win over the easily cooked food. Oh, wait, did I say that? Because guess what? Now it's time to make pancakes.
Oh, God. Well, also this group, okay?
Yeah.
I get it, you guys. Your vaginas work. Congratulations on having working vaginas, you know? I wish I could go to a party store and get you some fucking ribbons that say my vagina works. I'm so proud of you. Do I have to hear about it every 5 minutes, okay? This lady's like, oh, I really like eating pineapple because it's good for your vagina. Oh, yeah, it does. It makes it so much sweeter. I'm like, guys, guess what? Open the newspaper. There's a lot going on outside the world of your vagina. Okay?
What do you want them to talk about? Current events? Last thing I want to hear is this group weighing in on the perils of Chernobyl.
Chernobyl was a more fun discussion than that.
Maybe if they had pineapples in Chernobyl, there wouldn't have been this incident.
By the way, everybody, I'm cutting down on smoking. I'm trying to quit. I don't want to say quitting smoking, because when you say you quit, then people see me smoke and they're like, oh, now you quit smoking. So, I don't want to say quit, but I'm cutting down. I haven't had a cigarette today, and I'm seriously about to punch my fucking computer. Okay?
No, I love it. I'm having sympathy withdrawal. Actually, I think it's just because I'm like attempting to do keto, which
You're
is turning
keto.
My brain into
keto. I'm quitting smoking and intermittent fasting. I don't know why we're doing this to each other, but or to ourselves with each other, but I feel like we're both trying to beat each other to the Buddha stake, you know?
No, I'm doing it now because we actually have some time off before we have to travel again. So I'm like, finally a window where I could like try to do a diet or something, you know?
God, I don't even know why I'm doing it. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. All I know is though I did have a softshell crab yesterday, everyone. Yes, there was a keto aberration. I apologize to the keto gods. I have fallen out of ketosis and I'm now in a 3-day reset period. Mm. And the fact that I'm saying these words is the worst.
Yeah, I know. I hate us right now. Okay. I just had to explain my rage because it's frothing over the top for no reason. Like, I'm mad at a lady eating pineapples so her vagina will taste better.
Your rage is not frothing for no reason. Your rage is totally entitled. I mean,
thank you.
So many awful things have happened in this episode already, and we're only in about the minute 30 in, you know?
Well, as long as we got Chernobyl talk in there. Okay. So then Aisha comes to get the food, and she's like, all right, thank you for the eggs two different ways. Did you do the pancakes? I told you about the pancakes.
Did you do the very simple thing? The very simple breakfast item that everyone in really the world can do? Did you remember to do that?
So then she brings up the food, and they're like, where's the pancakes? And she's like, we're doing a buffet plan of pancakes. It's about to be so many pancakes. You're not going to know what to do with them. Like a little five-year-old me not knowing where poo comes from.
There'll be so many pancakes, you're going to be able to stick six of them up your bum hole. I know this because I know the exact capacity of my colon and rectum.
So Mila is downstairs struggling with her pancakes. She's like, they're all crazy and weird abstract shapes that look like SpongeBob's friend. You know, what's the name of that guy? You know, the pink one? That guy. They all look like that, sort of, except if he got run over. What?
I'm too old for that shit. I ain't watching SpongeBob.
You know, his name is like Roger or something. Anyway, so they all look like crazy. They're like trapezoids and all this weird stuff. And she keeps having to throw them out. And it's like, bitch, how are you not able to make pancakes? I mean, what is it? Like, it's like flour, baking soda, and milk and eggs and sugar and salt. You just do some sort of proportion of that. And she just, like, one after the other. It's like 23 minutes later, she's still struggling with the pancakes. Then it's like 34 minutes, and then it just cuts to Aisha going, freaking pancakes, how hard can they be?
And then it cuts to a guest going, my jaw is locking, I need to eat. I'm like, your jaw is not locking, shut up over there. Didn't you have a fucking pineapple on the table?
You did not step on a rusty nail and get tetanus, okay? Relax.
My jaw is locking.
My jaw is locking. Please, that doesn't even make sense. No one says that when they're hungry.
Special pancake diet. You can't have scurvy. Any fruit or cereal or croissants or any meats that were sent out. And now look, I'm so mad at this lady. I'm not even sticking up for Mila, okay? But let's not act like we're starving children over there, lady. Right?
You know, I would be very angry because I'd be like, it's been 30 minutes for fucking pancakes. You know, I'd be angry. But yeah, the jaw locking thing, like, use the right metaphor, girl. Use the right metaphor. Say you're going to faint. That's good. That works.
No, even that. Check your privilege. How about that?
Yeah, have
How
a sausage.
How about eat your sausage and file a complaint?
And have a croissant.
With the proper authorities.
Yeah. We reject your complaints, okay? We are equal opportunity annoyed right now, okay? We'll be annoyed at Mila, but we're also going to be annoyed at these guests because they've gotten off scot-free for a whole episode.
You don't always have to choose sides. You can't hate everybody, guys, okay? Welcome, hugs.
Yes,
hate
it's hugs. Called Below Deck, okay? That's what this franchise is all about. So Hannah comes into the galley because it's been about 4 hours since the pancake endeavor started. And she's like, honey, how are we making these pancakes? And Mila's like, oh, special pancake batter. And she holds up a box of Aunt Jemima pancake mix. She goes, so you don't tell me I don't bake. I use these American batters that everybody fucking uses. So she's basically like doing this like passive aggressive, oh, well, since Americans like it this way, probably a reference to the grilled cheese when Anastasia said that Americans know how to make grilled cheese. So she's probably like, well, this is how Americans like their pancakes. So this is how I'm going to make the pancakes. It's like, why?
Like, it's not a problem with her food. It's just how Americans choose to eat. It's like, we just don't get it.
But, like, also, shouldn't the pancake batter make it even easier? Why is it harder with a pre-made batter? There's, like, literally instructions for you. You add water and an egg. I mean, come on
now. She's such a liar. And she's even blaming Aunt Jemima. Okay. Yeah. Like, she's telling Aisha before Hannah comes in, she's like, oh, look, even in the pan, it's not coming out right. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's the pan.
Where else would she be cooking it?
Yeah. Even in the pan. Even in a round pan, it won't come out round.
Even in the blender, it's not coming out right.
So Hannah is just completely over it now, you know? So she's like, well, a chef that can't make pancake batter is a bit of a fucking problem, honey. And Mila's like, oh, okay, Hannah. She's like, that's insane. Well, how about you cook then, Hannah? She's like, oh, you've already got my thirsty. No. Now you want the chief stew cooking, huh, honey?
Technically, she said, oh, honey. This is her first official honey of the season. She goes, oh, honey, you already got my thirsty. So then, Mila's like, oh, there's so much hatred in your face. She goes, no,
there's frustration and anger because I'm serving this the guest shit, so you don't need to come at me right now for anything, okay, honey?
So she's like, nah, you're bringing Aunt Jemima into this? Leave Aunt Jemima out of it. About that, honey. So she brings up these pancakes, and the guy goes, these ain't pancakes, huh, honey, toots, come on. And the captain's like, they're dollar pancakes.
Could you imagine waiting an hour and you get three shitty silver dollar pancakes? I mean, also, by the way, if you're going to use a mix, I endorse Krusty's. I don't know if you've ever used it, but my friend once made some from there. And once you have Krusty's, there's no turning back.
Listen, once you Google how to make pancakes, it tells you what to put in there. Use some flour, some eggs, some sugar, and some baking soda, or whatever the hell. Some
yeah, butter. And if you are on like a yacht with a fully stocked kitchen, you should be making like either buttermilk pancakes or sour cream pancakes or cream cheese pancakes. Like, there are options to make some good, hearty, delicious pancakes out there, okay? It's called Google and a garden, all right? Actually, Allison Roman in the cookbook Dining In has a fantastic pancake recipe, and I highly recommend it.
Well, thank you, Allison Roman. Thank you for the...
Contains 0% graphite.
Thank you for your nuclear pancakes. Lady, your Chernobyl pancakes.
But by the way, though, for real, I was also wondering while I was watching this, you know, Mila's Russian. Russia is home of the Bellini. How is she not able to, like, make, like, some approximation of a Bellini? I know later she makes a Russian pancake, but, like, make a Bellini, bitch.
Make a Bellini, bitch.
It's true.
Okay, make a so we're moving beyond these fucking pancakes, okay? Because I can't. Oh, now I'm getting hungry for pancakes. I'm really trying to make an effort to change my life here, all right? Mila! Okay, so the captain's like, all right, you know what? I got a great idea. I'm taking every guest and their magical vaginas to have lunch on the shore, all right? And they're like, oh my God, great idea. My jaw's locking. I'm dying of hunger. So she makes the smartest move she can right now.
Yes, that's what I wrote down, smart.
Yes, she's found an Applebee's, and she's taking them to it.
And they'll love it. And honestly, I would too. So then Captain Sandy goes up to Jack, whose hair is still like a giant mess. She's like, all right, okay, you need to do something with your hair. I don't want to see it again. It's like going out over and over again looking for the banana and all you get is an apple, okay? It's just not what I want to see.
God, I don't love that banana head. I just don't love it. Change that. So yeah, she's like, you gotta do something with that. And he's like, wait, what would you like me to do with it, lady, 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 captain, lady? Would you like me to put it down? She's like, you gotta do something. And then he leaves and she's like, ciao, you know, you gotta have a talk with them. I'm friendly, I'm kind, but now I'm getting pissed. Yeah.
I'd like that this is, like, the hardest challenge for Jack to, like, wrap his head around. It's, like, literally just tie it up in the back. You know, why does she have to keep on telling you? It's so simple.
And I love that Captain Sandy's like, this year I'm a real badass. I'm not going to be friends with anybody. I'm going to tell them what's what. All right, this is the 19th time I've told you.
Listen, you got a great attitude. I love you. Your accent's great. You have a good work ethic sometimes. Gotta put the hair up.
Yeah.
Told him, put him in his place right there.
So then Hannah's calling Aisha on her radio. She's like, Aisha, Aisha, what you up to, honey, honey? And Aisha's like, well, I'm just unwrapping me. Not supposed to talk like that anymore. I'm in the bathroom wrapping something with my thumb, training in a bath. That's what I'm doing.
And it's my colon. It's toilet. In my colon.
Colin's like, did somebody call?
No, Curly, not Curly.
Gosh, I don't get along with anybody on this boat.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappins commercial.
Why is Colin acting like this is the first boat he's ever been on? You had a whole season. You made it last time.
I feel like everywhere Colin goes is like his first day at summer camp. Like, well, sometimes no. I come to Target and I have a great time, but this Target, there just weren't my kind of toys in the aisle. I just didn't like it as much.
Hey, Mom, I'm calling, and they have Tropicana, but they don't have Simply Orange, and I don't know. Can you come get me?
Mom, they're giving me a little trouble buying these tampons. Put them on the phone, honey. I don't even need those anymore. I just wanted Colin to prove to everyone that he loves his mommy enough to go through the aisle with those. Love you, Colin.
Mom, I don't know where the Nate Berkus collection is. Could you
bottom
help me?
Bottom shelf, 25% off at all times, Colin.
It's not there, Mom. I swear, it's not there.
Mom, some Targets I feel really comfortable in, but this one I couldn't find the doggy cookie jar shaped like an actual French bulldog. Mom!
Mom, I thought I was in Target, but I'm in City Target. What do I do?
I think Colin is just very sickly, and that's why he's very close with his mom, because in his, like, diary room sessions, he looks kind of like a... He kind of looks like a mime, you know? Like, his makeup's so white, and his eyes look teary. I just worry that he's ill.
I feel like he would love miming. I feel like if you enroll him in mime school, he comes out a pro. He's going down that escalator all day long.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, the color of your face shouldn't look like that naturally, you know? Like, I just feel like he's sickly, and, like, he was saying how he's allergic to everything. So, Colin, here's what I'm going to do. Is your new Auntie Ronnie, okay? I'm going to put you in a room. I'm going to throw wheat at your face. Then I'm going to throw gluten at your face. Then I'm going to throw some dust at your face. Just anything people are allergic to, you know?
Yeah.
Dairy, medicine, aspirin. I'm going to throw those at your face. And just, like, you know, toughen you up a little bit.
I feel like he doesn't look sickly, but I do feel like he was just, like, just very recently embarrassed by something.
Yeah, at all times.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, Hannah announces that she's gotten over her anxiety because she's not going to worry about things she can't control, which I think isn't that, like, a step in the program? Like,
yeah. Okay, congratulations on not being an alcoholic today. Like, I don't know what you're trying to tell us, but okay.
And then, basically, Sandy is going to put Anastasia in. She wants Anastasia to cook dinner. It's like this one last shot to make a difference. You got one shot. It's basically Anastasia's 8 Mile moment.
Yeah,
so,
this is
she's
from
gonna
Hamilton,
be doing right? that.
Mila as Hamilton.
I'm not going to lose this shot. No, I'm not going to lose this shot. No. Oh, you shot me. No, but I'm not dead. I'm not dead. I'm a ghost now, but I'm not dead. No. No, I'm not.
And so Anastasia's like, well, this is awkward because I'm the third stew in charge of a gallery. But, you know, to be honest, from what I've seen, I'm a better chef than she is. I was like, babe, I'm a better chef than... I mean... Bueller is a better chef than she is, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think really, really pretty much anyone is. I mean, the lady heating up the sausages at Costco for the samples is a better chef than Mila.
My papa did that for a while. Man, really? You know, that guy had a lot of different jobs in his life. He was like, he owned a gas station and a car wash, and like, he had like a food stand in Kerrville, Texas a long time ago. But man, nothing made him prouder than handing out weenie samples at fucking Costco.
Oh,
he's like,
man.
I've met so many friendly, wonderful people, Rondell. Like, yeah,
I mean,
you're holding meat.
People think our Crappin's live shows are like, can get pretty insane. It's not as insane as when a new batch of like complimentary sausage bites come out of the Costco sample thing and everyone just flocks right on in.
Yeah, they sure love those. So, what an odd plug for a live show, by the way.
It wasn't a plug. I was just comparing the experience, and several of our listeners have now,
yeah,
now have a frame of reference.
Guess what else is like getting free meat at Costco? Watch What Crappin's Live. Available now at WatchWhatCrappin's.com.
In bulk. So, meanwhile, Dr. Jen is now on the jet ski with Jack. And, of course, Jack is just so horny because he hasn't had sex in about 3 hours. So he's like, oh, I'd be willing to risk me life to bang Dr. Jane. Never mind me job. Yes, I just bang her right on the jet ski. Just send her off in the waves afterwards. It would be so worth it.
It's like, look, it's a pineapple of the sea.
So the guest, yeah.
Starfish?
And Jen's like, he smells like sunscreen. I was like, oh God, to him, that's like an invitation, you know? Like, make love all night long. So
also a very obvious observation. Like, oh my God, this sea smells like water.
Well, look at that guy. He's got long hair.
He smells like
he has shampooed in the last 3 days.
Mila, Mila to the bridge, Mila, Mila to the bridge.
Mila to the bridge, watch right, your step, Mila. It's a little rocky up here. Mila to the bridge.
Mila, hey, here's where I am as captain. God, you're pretty. Love your hair, love your attitude. Think your red hat looks great on ya. I love the way that you put all your dinner on plates. Right, yeah. That's something. So good for you. Love
you
that.
You were great on 90210. I loved you on 90210 and in Charmed. Wonderful work there.
But I think you're overwhelmed. Okay, so this dinner, I'm going to have the third stew do it because she's probably better than a trained chef. All right, have fun. Have a good day. And Mila's like, no, but I want to cook. She's like, no.
No, that's not going to happen.
I'm not ruining my pipeline to free dildos for the rest of my life, so you can make another piece of bad meat, right?
She was like, yesterday, they were happy with dinner, right? I gave iodine pills, so no radiation poisoning. She's like, no, they didn't like it. But they said the steaks had no flavor, they weren't seared, but they ate them. No. She goes,
they're
no.
starving to death, okay?
They haven't
at this
eaten
point, did you see the lady with the locked jaw? She was trying to crush up her friend's arm to drink it through a straw. Okay, that's how hungry they are right now.
So she's like, well, it does strike my ego, but I'm not quitter. I'm like, yeah, you don't have to be a quitter because you're going to be fired, bitch, real soon.
I love watching terrible people sob. Yeah. It's like one of my favorite TV traditions. So we get to see her sob in the bathroom, and I'm like, LOL, you're a horrible human being, okay? Dying of fire. Okay, so then the dry lady's like, I hate to be a bitch, but I couldn't eat that food.
Well, no one was asking you, okay? Yelp.com, madame.
So Hannah's asking, she's trying to plan out the dinner with Anastasia. And they decide on Italian. And Mila comes in when Anastasia's, you know, blogging about what she's going to make. And Mila comes in, she's like, Anna, if you don't want to discuss with me, you can do it yourself. And she's like, that's not my job to discuss it with you. I have to bring every single thing you send out there back here, honey. And now I'm so mad that I've got pirate eye, honey, all right? Where only one of my eyes is closing at a time.
Yeah, and Mila's like, oh, your service is so perfect. Best chief stew I've ever seen in my life.
Well, the guests are fine with the service and not with the food.
And then Mila does that. Let's just end the conversation, which, by the way, Mila started this, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, then don't talk to me, honey. Oh, well, then say it to my face. And it's like, I am literally saying it to your face right now. Okay, do you not see my bulging honey eyes right now?
Anastasia needs to cook because your food is shit. There. Boom. And the music's like, boom.
It was pretty good.
And then Mila laughs like she just won a point.
So now Joao's with Jack. And he's like, all right, Jack, in Zimbabwe, we're going to have what we call a hard conversation. First of all, my heart is broken right now. Second of all, you need to put your hair back. Jack's like, but I can't be doing it every day. Putting my hair back. That takes 3 seconds. Do you know how hard it is?
What is that supposed to mean? I'm supposed to brush it every day, huh? What am I supposed to brush it? He's like, yeah, you've got to brush it. And he's like, no, brush it, no.
He's like, I need it to be clean and slick. I'm not having it slick. I'm not having it slick at all. You got to be cracking on me right now.
So then Mila, they just show Mila outside looking for food, like God knows where. I don't even know what she's in, like a closet. She's in like the hole. I don't know where she is.
Yeah,
so Anastasia's like, okay, I'm trying. And no one knows where the chef is. And Mila's like, well, I'm being tolerant with Anastasia, but, you know, she's in my jacket and my galley. But I have limits of how much I can take.
Yeah, and so too the people eating your food. So Anastasia is like, I'm used to being third stew and being like, what are we doing today? Like, tell me what to do. But now I've got to come up with this menu, and I'm just afraid it'll be too perfect.
Yeah. And so Colin goes to call his mom, and she's like, hi, Colin!
Hi, Colin! Hi.
I was like, oh, it's okay, Mom. Yeah, I'm just not sure if this is the right target for me. She's like, well, golly, just make sure no matter how much your environments change, my collie stays the same.
Hey, collie, did you see they got self-checkout now? You should try it. It's a little confusing, but be patient. Take your time. Remember what they say. A stitch in time saves collie.
You know what they say, if a robot can take your job, you didn't deserve your job in the first place. Love you, Callie!
Don't forget what they said about the tortoise and the hare. A tortoise can never grow hair. That's the lesson.
And then Colin, this is why I love Colin, okay? Because he says shit like this.
In the fairy world?
He could have followed that up with anything. And I would have been here for that. He's like,
but in the fairy world, you go home when you work, and then you go home to see your friends and mommy. And in yachting, I don't even know what's happening here. I saw someone's butt and their wiener.
I like when he goes, oh, in the fairy world, after you do, 8 to 10 hours of work, and you go home to hang out with your friends. And they just show a picture of Colin with his parents. Oh, best friends in the world. I love my parents.
I just wish I could tell my mom that one of these nincompoops offered me aspirin.
It's like his own personal euphoria on HBO.
Oh, Mom, they want me to fly the helicopter over the reactor, and I'm scared. So I'm just going to try to weave Chernobyl references wherever I can. You're like, oh, you're going to do an euphoria? Fine, here comes Chernobyl. So...
Wow, what a competition.
So then it's like, oh, well, Carly, it's so good to hear your voice. Bye, Carly. Bye. Just kidding. I'm right here still.
Look out your door. I'm right here, Carly.
Just a little dingy. Mm-hmm.
So then, let's see. So Anastasia's, taking charge in the kitchen. She's like, Tyler, wash those dishes perfectly. I insist that they're done perfectly as I do everything. Take out that trash. Don't get mad, get glad, and get glad perfectly!
And meanwhile, the guests are out they're on land, they're just having a great time. They're just so happy to have edible food. So they're living life. And Anastasia puts Mila in charge of the salad, and Mila's like, I feel like throwing up. It's like watching two gay people living their life.
So then Joao's cleaning his shower, and he's like, I hope that's conditioner on the floor. And it's like, you never know with this group. So then Anastasia is talking about how she's making these amazing recipes, and she's using her mom's recipe for meatballs, even though they're not technically Italian. She's like, they're Georgian balls. And Mita's like, yeah, I'm going to throw up. So then Hannah and Joao are in the galley talking, and he's all depressed. He's like, the camera's on me, so I'm going to do a depressed scene so I can get more pussy next time I visit New York City for the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously. What's wrong with you? He's like, I messaged her. I'm such a stupid man. I was like, you are. And you stop acting like your relationship was for like 20 years and you were getting married to this woman, okay? You were a complete prick to her for the entire time she was on the boat and you dated for like a month, okay? Letting someone else come to Zim on their own dime, which she paid for her own damn ticket to go be with his family.
Yeah, exactly.
Married, sir.
And I don't want to hear this thing about when I get close to someone, I have a hard time opening up. And so when I get close to someone, I open up. And when I really open up, and it's so rare for me to open up. I'm like, well, that's on you, okay? That's not on Brooke, okay? You got to work on your emotional availability.
Yeah.
And don't make me feel bad because you opened up to her.
I finally opened up. Yeah, you're just hiding your horrible personality until you find someone to take it.
And here's the thing, when he's like, oh, well, I caved in and I text her back. He like sent her a dick pic, okay? So he's making it sound all nice. Okay, we're on to you, Joao.
Yeah, we're on to you. So then Anastasia's like, well, perfect. Okay, so then we go to Anastasia and Mila in the kitchen. I'm like, why did I write that down? I've written down literally 20 pages of stupid notes, as usual. Yeah. So Anastasia's like, could you taste this, Mila, and make sure it has enough salt? And she's like, of course meatballs. I can eat raw meat. I'm from Siberia!
Which explains the meat licking from the first episode. Yeah, I mean, listen, I really enjoy a beef tartare, etc. But beef tartares are supposed to be with the finest, freshest beef, right? Because it's raw beef. But I feel like the meat you're using to make meatballs, it's not the same. You don't just lick supermarket beef.
I'm not really. I love Anastasia. I'm glad she stepped up to the plate, and I don't want to judge her one of the real chefs who was hired to be a classy chef. But
yeah,
no. Okay, let's just start with no first.
What, for meatballs and spaghetti?
She's making beef carpaccio again. You just made that yesterday.
She did a citrus carpaccio. Yeah, I was a little surprised by the carpaccio move, because I'm like, this group, they don't want their world. Like, give them, just hit, they do something
want,
safe.
Nobody wants carpaccio two nights in a row. It seems weird. But yeah, then again, she's stepping up to the plate. So, you know. And then she's eating some of her meatballs, but she's vegan, so she's like eating them and spitting them back out. And I'm like, that's even more of a waste of an hour. You know, I'm not sure where I'm falling on this episode. There, I said it.
Yeah, you know, I support it. I feel like the food is moving in the right direction, so I'm okay with it. Yeah. So she tries her food, but she's like, you know, I'm vegan, but I still try my own food, which is like just like everything she does is just like perfect. So then, and then we get a shot of Colin getting stuck in his shirt. Did you see that?
Yes.
He's like, oh no!
Help! Help! I don't belong here. I found the hole. I'm okay.
I don't even belong in my shirt anymore.
And then upstairs, Aisha delivers a margarita, and this lady's like, "You make a spectacular margarita." She goes, "Oh,
it was like 15 whales surfaced in the Mediterranean. To be like, did someone call my name?
I know. They're like, whales are doing Busby Berkeley shapes around the boat. What the hell?
Like all the seagulls arrive. So then downstairs, the deckhands have like stumbled upon Travis's Tinder account, I guess because he left it open or something. So they're just like cracking jokes about it. And he's like, I don't really want to date. I think I want to be alone because I'm Travis. I don't know. It's not that interesting.
He was talking too fast for me to write down every single thing he said. But he's like, if you don't have fun, you die young, my little A-cup tit, stranger danger. I was like, what? What is that? And then Colin's like, well, how many matches do you get with that kind of bio? And he's like, 17 a year. And they all crack up. And then Tyler's like, well, what's your stranger danger word, Colin? He's like, what's that? And he's like, well, when you feel unsafe, what do you say? And he goes,
well, I was always taught to say snuffle up, I guess. And then I said, Mom, I'm 19.
Like, and what about your Tinder profile, Colin? Oh, well, I'm actually not on Tinder, but I'm on something called Tender, which is for Tender boys. Oh.
I'm on something called Fairy.
In the fairy world, we don't have an app. Fairies only.
In the fairy world, your mom tells you who you're going to dinner with, and it's usually her.
In the fairy world, you send the girl that you like a little note saying, I like you, and then you never talk to her again.
So the crew mess, they're having dinner at the crew mess, I guess. Anastasia just serves them a big bowl of zoodles. Well, they're not zucchini noodles. They're like they're sweet potato noodles.
They're like...
She's like, have fun. It's vegan.
She's like, vegan. And Jack is like, what's that? I don't know what veganism is, but I'm turned on by it. When she serves me food without meat, man, that's so hot.
Mm, wouldn't be the first rough noodle I stuck it in. Give you that.
So then Joao is like up with Sandy and he's like, well, Sandy, I just had a good cry in the shower. Or as we call it in Zim, showering. Get it?
Yeah, he needs to drop this shit. And she's like,
Oh, God, good for you crying in the shower. Let me tell you something. You're a good person and you did nothing wrong. Sandy, do you have a DVR? Do people send you these episodes?
You did nothing wrong. Nothing. Except toy with Brooke's emotions for a whole charter and undermine any real chance to have a solid foundation for your relationship.
You know what? You gotta feel it. You gotta have your cry, because guess what that is? That's healing. All right?
You know what you need? A nap and a hearty breakfast. That's what you need.
All right. I want you to take a nap. And when you're dreaming, I want you to dream of a banana floating up to you. And your friend's on it. Your friend's name is Captain Sandy. And you say, hi, Captain, because you would never call her Sandy, because you're not disrespectful like that. And then you let Captain Sandy give you the longest hug of your life. And then 20 minutes later, boom, you're awake again. Nap hugs.
Let's toast to that. As in, let's get some toast together.
Banana nap hugs. All right, now, get on your merry way there, Mary.
And Drew's like, I'm so privileged to be working with Captain Sandy again. She reminds me of my mum. Ah, life.
I hope that she doesn't ruin me after I've opened up to her about crying in the shower.
And by crying, of course, I meant masturbating. That's what we call it in Zimbabwe. I was crying the other day.
Had a really good cry session.
Anastasia's like, we're doing this. Put some kettles on the table. Let's do this perfectly.
And then basically, they're splitting up work because Hannah has to keep... She has to make Aisha go down to do the room, the cabins, because the boys suck at it. And yeah. She's like, yeah, it would be better for her to stay down there because it takes longer with you boys. Always the case with you boys. Except when it comes to fucking.
But I don't, honey. So then... Is that what she does after she does a joke? So then Sandy announces that she's gonna be eating with the gang for dinner. So then they have to go tell Anastasia because she's not aware. And when Anastasia finds out that Sandy is gonna be another seat at dinner, she's like, I can't do anything about her dietary requirements because I've already cooked everything. I was like, wow, so much for like, oh no, I'm thirsty when I'm used to being told like what to do. And now I've got to come up with a menu. Like, I'm sorry, I've already cooked everything. So she'll eat what she gets.
Yes, you turn into a diva really quick once you have that power, you know?
I like it.
Yeah. And so they're eating dinner and Mila is trying to tell Anastasia how to do a beef carpaccio. She's like, beef? It is supposed to be flat. I'm just like, no, it's not. We're doing it different.
I mean, normally it is flat, like it's a big flat thing, but like, who the fuck cares? Let her make an architectural moment.
Yeah, let her do her thing.
Yeah, yeah. So then Aisha's downstairs, and she's like cleaning up a cabin. She's like, I hate cabins. I'm a paper person. I can't talk to beds. I've tried. And I'm like, hey, pillow. Have you ever stuck your finger up your colon? And the pillow's like, I'm a pillow, I can't talk.
So it's like this formal dinner, and Anastasia has put foam on her carpaccio, but the timing's off, so the foam is dying. Guess what else is dead? Foam.
Yeah.
Foam is dead. Stop using foam, everybody.
Yeah.
Stop.
Is this like Marcel from Top Chef, too?
Yes. Enough with the fucking... I was like 20,000 seasons ago. Let's drop the foam. Can't.
Side note. Spit side foam. Note. Side note. I appreciate a foam. I'll say it. I like a foam.
Well, there you go. there you go, guys. Just a moment of foam. He said, she said.
Well, foam can still be over and I can still like it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it's like truffle oil. I like it. I don't care if Dana really? Cowan
well,
comes on to it.
Yeah, don't let me tell. Don't let Nigella hear that.
Yeah. I don't care if Padma decides to have a pithy challenge, pithy quickfire, which says, chefs, we love talking about things that are over, like kale and foam and Gail Simmons. Am I right? Am I right? Bless her heart.
So beef carpaccio again. And the captain's like, yeah, guess what, Hannah? I don't eat raw meat. And Jen's like, well, I don't usually either, but here I am. And then dried out lady's like, I don't eat it either.
Yeah, you take this, husband. Everyone's like, quiet, dry face.
It's like, isn't it funny how last night all of you loved the raw meat? And now today, none of you like the... It's literally the same thing from last night, guys.
Yeah. So Hannah brings some of the carpaccio back. And it's like, well, they don't like raw meat. And Anastasia's like, carpaccio is a staple of Italian cuisine. And that's what they all put down. So that's on them. Bye.
Yeah. If they don't like my food, then it's on them. Which, you know, you sound a lot like Mila right now. Except with more hugs for gay people.
She just, like, stepped right into, as you said, diva chef.
Yeah, it's, like, all about Mila, you know, or all about Anastasia. So Colm's like, wow, I think it's pretty good. And Anastasia's like, that is all the approval I need. I know, that's what I feel like when my mom tells me, good job.
Well, yeah, Anastasia, you know, she said last week that all she wants is approval. So I guess when she doesn't get it, she just gets angry at people, which I like.
Yeah. So up for the salad. You know, it's in a bowl, which I don't know if it's the Below Deck taught me that bowls are bad. Because remember, those people were so mad at bowls.
Oh, God.
But now I'm mad at a salad in a bowl. There, I said it.
I'm just mad because it looked like a perfectly nice salad, but it also looked like the sort of side salad that comes with your sandwich on Delta, you know?
And also, but then she also named it something crazy because Hannah's like, all right, honeys, this is an 11 Dijon vinaigrette. 11 Dijons.
No, I think it was lemon. Lemon Dijon, not 11
thank
Dijons.
You, thank you.
Dijon of 11 flowers.
Yeah, that's what I thought she said. I thought she said 11 Dijons. So I was like, oh, God, now we're trying to make Dijon fancy.
We took Ray Poupon and we took Kroger's house brand. And we took Trader Joe's.
I love when I get so mad about something, but I'm the dumb one. And it's like literally 10 times an episode.
Yeah, and I like that, like, you heard 11 Dijons and didn't stop to think, maybe I heard that wrong. It's an 11 but Dijon.
I did later in the episode with something else. It was before. Jack's like, oh, you can't believe what's going on in the goddamn kitchen. Everyone's yelling at Mila. It's getting crazy down there. And Colin's like, yeah, don't go down there. It's terrifying. And he goes, yeah, it's getting Magali down there. And I wrote, why do people call it, it's getting Magali down there? And I was thinking of Real Housewives of, not Auckland. Which one? Not Sydney. What's the other one?
Yeah, Cheshire.
Cheshire, yeah.
You were thinking
Magali,
of...
She's like, don't mess with Magali. And I was like, well, did everybody watch that? I feel like no one in America watches that one, you know? And then it took, I literally had to sit there and think about it. I'm like, oh, he's saying it's getting ugly down there.
Magali's Magali.
Magali is Magali. What was her thing? Mess with me once, shame on you. Mess with me twice, don't mess with Magali.
I know. I just, my Magali sound clips are missing. I guess when I switched computers like a year and a half ago, they did not make the transition. So it's very tragic. I will say what's also funny is that our standards for food are so low this season that when they put out like a very like perfectly lovely, perfectly nice looking salad that had a Dijon dressing, we're like, oh, thank God. Whereas like 2 years ago on regular Below Deck, when that guy Matt was making very simple foods, like always a chicken salad, we're like, oh, God damn it, raise the bar. But now we're like, oh, thank God. A simple green salad with a Dijon dressing.
Yeah, now we're just glad that people aren't dying, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So then next up is spaghetti and meatballs. And I just wrote, really?
Listen.
But okay.
Sometimes if you do something simple, if you do it right, it's perfection. And you know what?
I mean, okay, but there's no penne even. Okay. Look, again, you're standing.
I thought it looked good. I agree.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
It looked like it could be a good entree course, if you will.
Beef carpaccio.
Yeah. I think it would have been better if there was like a start with a beef carpaccio, then do like a small spaghetti and meatball moment as like a preemie course, and then you do like a fish, like a nice like piece of fish for the final, you know?
I don't know, but if I paid that much for a boat and I saw spaghetti come out, someone would get it. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Well, you'll please put that on your preference sheet so we don't have a misunderstanding.
Oh, I will. Could you imagine a preference? Really, all it would be is M&M's. I just make peanut M&M's. That's it. That's all.
Well, it sounds like Kali would be able to cook for you. So the meatballs come out, and the dry lady, as you called her, the dry, is like, oh, now it's really going to go down because I'm a big meatball person. I'm like, oh, God, what is she not a big person of, right? Like,
I'm a big meatball critic.
Yeah.
Here comes the dried out lady from Jersey, that huge meatball critic.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love lasagna. I'm a big lasagna person. Oh, congratulations.
And she's like, it's good. And Jen's like, oh my God, she likes something. Congratulations.
So then it's time for dessert. And see, Anastasia does something smart, which is that she serves an affogato. And even she says, it's like smoke and mirrors, right? Because it's interactive and it's cool. And affogatos, by the way, are delicious and they're so easy. So of course she serves it and everyone's happy. And Anastasia also like goes up there to present it in person. And then the guy who's there is like, hey, are you sure you're not Italian? Are you sure you're not Italian? Hey,
and
she's like, again. Are you sure you're not Italian?
Yeah, she's like, forget about it. He's like, hey, yeah, you made an Italian reference. That's crazy.
And Anastasia's like, you are beneath me. So then,
spaghetti and meatballs was too good for you.
So Hannah's like, well, I have to say that if I were Mila, I would not appreciate having the third stew take over my job. But at least Mila's actually surprisingly taking it in stride, which means she's either really patient or she's used to it. Oh, honestly.
So then Hannah and Colin are talking and drying dishes. And she's like, you feel homesick, can I? And he's like,
She goes, are you feeling homesick yet? So she already knows. She already knows
what's coming. Yeah, she's like, oh, look at you. Hey, it's nice that you can dry dishes like that when you're in the fetal position, honey. You're getting better at getting homesick, eh?
Yeah, it's like, oh, a little bit. In the fairy world, we call this the 5 p.m. blues.
So then Anastasia goes to bed with Mila. I mean, in the same room, right? I guess they sleep in the same room. Do they sleep in the same room? What is going on here? Anna, Mila in bed. I don't know.
I think Mila and Aish.
I don't know. But Anastasia calls her mom again. And I'm like, oh my God, stop calling your mother. My mother would hate me if I called her that much.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's my mom was like, why don't you ever call your mother? But then when I do, she's like, hello.
Oh, you made meatballs. Congratulations. Did you tell them it was my recipe? So
it's like Mother's Day. I'm like, dong, dong, dong. She's like, hello. I'm like, hi, Mom. It's me. Hi, Ronnie. What are you doing? It's Mother's Day. What do you think I'm doing? I'm doing everything for everybody else. I'm like, okay, well, good talking.
So then meanwhile, the guests are being crazy, and they're going to go skinny dipping, sort of. So they go skinny dipping, and then, like, a lady who's like, she's like, I'm going to be crazy, and I'm going to go skinny dipping, too. So she takes off her top, and she jumps in, and Travis is like, she's in shape for an old bid. It's fishy. It's getting to that point in the season where they're all horny, and they're going to start hooking up with each other soon.
Yeah. So then, let's see. Mila's like, it is not part of my nature to give up. As the Russian person, am I supposed to cry all day? No, I will be stoned in the street. You have to adapt to different things. So I don't see it as a problem. Do you understand, gay person? Adapt to vagina or die!
And then Mila's like lying on her bunk bed, and Aisha comes in to check in on her, and she's like, oh, I hope the captain doesn't fire me after this charter. And Aisha's like, don't think like that. Think positive. Like, I'm positive that Captain Sandy's going to fire you. Much better.
So then the next morning, Anastasia is like, are you making a pancake? Because that's way too thin. It is Russian pancake. Okay. So then the captain and Joao are talking on the bridge, and she's like, you're my little protege. She's like, there are natural born leaders, and Joao is one. He's just so eager to please me. Like, that's actually not a leader. That's a follower, ma'am.
And meanwhile, Colin is also eager to impress Joao with his culinary skills. He goes, I do this thing. I take two starbursts and I put a sour patch in between, and it's delicious. So if you need me to make dessert, I can do it.
Oh, colleagues, I'm so glad you shared your recipe. That's my favorite snack for my favorite boy.
So they're all talking about how much tip they're going to get because it's time to leave. And Hannah's like, oh, Dad, we're going to get much. You know, the tip needs to be divided amongst the crew that have done their job.
Like, yeah.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun. I love a little tip drama.
Tip drama. The only thing I love more than tip drama is docking drama. Let's get to the dock. Fenders, fenders, fenders. Joao, you wanna pull this lever here? Oh, great. Great job calling it, Joao. Great job.
And the ladies are like, God, look at her work. Isn't that amazing?
Sandy,
so then Jennifer Berman gives her goodbye speech. She's like, God, it was so great to see you guys deal with this. To know that when we came on here, we had regular vaginas. And by the time we left here, we had pineapple-smelling vaginas. I mean, you know what? Can I thank Pineapple? I'd like to give an extra $5 to Pineapple. Okay? Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Pineapple.
And congratulations to Richard, who finally jerked off for the first time in his life. Way to go, Richard. Too bad he splooged on this tip. Here you go.
You know, we were real worried about that food, but Captain, I saw you working on that in real time.
It was like you rejuvenated it like a sad vagina, and guess what? It made the experience so much better to have better food with a different chef on the last night. Not to make anyone feel awkward here, okay?
And Mila's prepared to feel awkward. She's wearing her funeral chef's coat. She's wearing the black one.
She's literally dressing like the black sheep now.
Yeah, she's like, fuck off. You know, she's like, what in hell? So then they leave, and it's time to get to cleaning.
Cleaning, 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 cleaning,
and
cleaning.
And tells Jack, cleaning, all right, cleaning. We're going to have fun tonight, but you can't bring home loose strangers, all right? And Jack's like, why would I bring home loose strangers when we've got loose crew?
And then meanwhile, Aisha's talking about how excited she is tonight to party, and Hannah's like, so, honey, do you have a thing for Jack? She goes, no!
I'm attracted to him like I'm attracted to my brother.
It's like, I don't think you're supposed to be attracted to your brother.
Like, you know what I mean.
You know, when you just want to blow your brother, that's all I meant.
So then they have the tip meeting, and the captain's like, well, we made it. Here we are. Obviously, we were challenged in the galley, which is the kitchen, which means Mila, you're an idiot, okay? And I say that as someone who loves good hugs from Russian ladies who ate gay people. Okay, deck team, you did great. Thanks for your help. Hannah, you're doing amazing. Mila, you're still here. Hey, Mila. Thanks for being a human being and having warm skin, like someone who's alive. Okay, great job with that. Everyone else, great job on your actual work.
Yeah, and I'd like to also reserve this portion of the tip for Aunt Jemima. Great work, Aunt Jemima. You did your best.
You know, just because someone's been here forever, it doesn't mean that they just stopped getting credit. Aunt Jemima, here's your part of the tip.
Here you go. Sorry you had a bad sous chef there.
You earned this. And you know what? We're going to get you a new uniform. It's about time.
So then outside, Hannah and Anastasia are just like chatting, and Aisha comes up and just farts on Hannah.
She farts on her face. Yeah. She's like, you're like the dirtiest bitch I've ever met in my life. And Aisha goes, oh! This is my favorite kind of oh. Oh. Just love everything about Aisha.
I know.
She's like,
So Sandy all of a sudden is like, you know, the one thing with Mila is every time I come for her, she always says, yes, Captain, yes, Captain, yes, Captain. God, I love that attitude. It's like
that
a banana
respect
attitude
for me. That is amazing. You know what, Captain, I keep thinking she's going to fire Mila, and she's like, all right, Mila to the bridge, Mila to the bridge. God, she's respectful. All right, guess what? Your attitude has been amazing. All right, so here's a gold star for that. You've got a passion. Here's a star for that. For fashion, here's another star. Your galley is always nice. You know, when I walk by the galley, the energy's great in there. Good, here's another star.
It's a pleasure. Like, it's a pleasure. She's pulling out, like, old El Paso and like, fucked up pancakes. What sort of pleasure is that?
So Mila's like, before I had boats where the food was great, but I had problems with the captain. But Sandy is showing me maybe it was not my problem with my personality. It was the other captain's.
Yeah. Turns out, I have great gay-hating personality.
So she's like, this has inspired me, Captain. I want to do great food and not do buffets ever. I want to prove to you what I can do. And she's like, gosh, well, if I got no chef, I got no charter. What am I supposed to do? Throw her overboard. Okay, get Ben back here. We know Ben's coming back. Just bring him back here.
Captain Sandy, I have great inspiration now. Next charter, one word. Totino's pizza roll, okay?
That's actually three words. All right, Mila. But you know what? You're not a great counter, but you are a great enunciator. So I'm going to give you that. Here's a gold star. And that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mid, everybody. Go get your tickets for our July live shows in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. And also, all of our other shows are available at watchitcrappens.com, as well as our video recaps, our bonus episodes, and our t-shirt links. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.